This is STC Radio. You're on the morning show of Declan Gabe. How are you, Gabe?
I'm good. It's a lovely morning. Not yep. really, but okay.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess. 1 minute to eight. We'll jump right into our next song, Gabe. Light Switch by
was Light Switch by Charlie Puth.
You're on the morning show of Declan and Gabe. All right, Gabe, what are we talking about now?
An 84-year-old man drives unlicensed for 72 years.
Really? I had no clue.
Yeah, apparently it turns out you can outrun the law, but only for 72 years.
So what happened with it? Like, how did he get caught?
Well, it was just a regular checkup pullover. They yeah. asked for his license, and he admitted that he's driven for 72 years. Not a valid license, ever.
Wow.
So he's been driving since he was 12, without a license and without insurance.
That's even more risky than having a license. Imagine if he crashes.
Well, but obviously he hasn't.
But how would he get away with it? Because, like, when he's changing cars and stuff, don't they know, check for a license?
He never changed a car.
Hold on, that's probably more impressive, him driving a car for 72 years.
Well, yeah, he was a mechanic, so he was able to do his own changes and stuff.
Well, that is certainly interesting, I guess. But we'll be jumping right into our next song, BTS Butter. You're on the morning show.
Yes, with Butter. You're on the morning show with Gabe and Declan.
Okay, Gabe, so this is in your opinion. You were telling me that Silky Otter is the best movie theater.
Yes.
And I think this is sacrilegious, personally, but we'll see. Why do you think it's the best?
It's got a control panel.
So does Hoyts NTX.
But does Hoyts NTX have a complete service? They will bring you actual food like steaks and hamburgers while you're watching a movie.
It just sounds like it's going to be extra expensive then.
It's not. It's also affordable.
Okay, but does your Silky Otter, does it have the brand recognition of Hoyts? Where you know, when you go to a Hoyts, you're going to be getting a premium movie theatre. Because up until now,
yes.
I've never heard of Silky Otter. Where's the location, Gabe? Where's the location?
I don't know. Like, just south-east, kind of, from...
So there's only one location. Where Hoyts are dotted around the
city. No, they're building more locations.
Are they? Well, yes. Until they have put one somewhere near me, I won't be able to give a proper statement. But I can say Hoyts is, you know, it's just always providing good service. And NTX, it's basically the same as Silky Otter.
Yeah, but Silky Otter has the look of a very fancy place that you would, like, want to sleep in.
All right, that's a weird way of putting it. But next up, we have Oh My God by Adele. You're on STC Radio.
God by Adele.
You're on STC Radio. So it's a bit jagged there. All right, Gabe, now we are talking about the worst people to have around. Just the absolute most annoying people, but we're going to go stereotypes.
The people who just never shut up.
Oh, so you're talking to one.
Yes, basically.
I'm talking to one.
But
I messed that up.
We have to talk because we're on radio, but...
Yeah,
the
we talk.
People like outside of radio stations that just don't stop talking and they just ramble on for hours.
Gabe, I'm not sure about you. I like those people. I like having conversations with people. Like, you might just be antisocial, but I think you should come out of your shell. Alright?
No. That's also the type of person I hate. The person who tries to force you to do something new.
You hate me?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't hate you, but...
Okay, I'll just put you on the spot there. Alright, a stereotype of people I mildly dislike, I don't like using the word hate, is, let's go, the people that are like super energetic, but not me energetic, the people that like do sprints and push-ups for no reason.
Oh yeah, the people who just like jump off walls and call it parkour. Those types of people, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's not that they are like a bad type of people to be around. It's just like, you know, short doses a lot. A lot of short doses.
Another like person, they're good but like also kind of annoying, is people who try to help you even when you don't need help. They're
That's
just like,
called being kind, Gabe.
No, it's like, do you need help? Do you need help? Yeah, of course you need help. I'm gonna help you now. And you don't get a choice.
Gabe, they're just being kind. Maybe you should be kind back to them and thank them.
No, No, that's not me. That's not me.
Well, yeah, just. Anyway, next up we have Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. You're on STCV. That is Bad Habits. You're on STCV off Declan and Gabe. Okay, Gabe, what are we talking about now?
The spiciest thing you've ever eaten. I know for me, it was a hot sauce made out of the spicy pepper, which is the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, like the last dab from Hot Ones.
Probably.
Okay, Hot Ones is a show where they get celebrities interviewed and they tell them to eat spicy wings. It's pretty good. You should check it out. Sorry, that's just a side ramble. For me, it is probably Hell's Pizza hot wings. Holy, those things do pack a punch. But I'd say the nicest thing that has spice that I've eaten would be Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell, which is pretty good.
Probably, yeah. Well, the reason I've had basically a Carolina Reaper is because there's a guy at my dad's work who is Filipino, so he loves spicy stuff. Basically, like a few years ago, he ordered a massive box full of ghost peppers, Carolina Reapers, other spicy stuff that I don't know the name of. And he was just at work munching on them. And from like 5 meters away, you could feel the heat.
Okay. Well, the Carolina Reaper, they use those to create like the one chip challenge where it's like a super spicy.
Yep.
Yeah, they use them to create chips and people eat them like on shows or whatever. So we could do it.
I'll order a couple of them. We can do that on air.
Stay tuned. But next up, we have somebody.